Standing about power, continuing where we left off. Simmons, cut. This good days and your gimbal are rarities. They almost don't happen in our experience. And I went over these pictures completely, except that there's one opinion which is relevant in many other situations, rarely happens in Texas. But Imro Asher Amosa. In the Kavis of the Sifri days, in Yeshlo Tama Begodim Shalar Bekanfis, Kulam Chayavim Betisit, in the Vosham Kulam, the low aspect for Adatam is Kila of Kulam, the Vorach of the Brocha Achat, the Master Pain Eyem, Sarah Vavorach of Kalefa Viefa. So I said before, it rarely happens in our experience. You put on one talus or one talus cotton and that's it. And if you're putting on gold, you already saw the vinegar ramor to make a bracha only in the talus girdle, which is put on separately. This thing is almost never happens. Almost never happens. And the Kaaba goes on and says, Wadin in Lohoya, Berdaito, Bechila, Kulam, Havikimashi, Penean. Fine. Where does this come from? So it has to do with the source that's given us the Truma Tadesh and Shimon Mem. Hey, we've been there before. But the Rogan Avram here, Sarach here, after Truma Tadesh and Sirid Loma came, Halo seeing that the Truma Tadesh is the rule of Mashmachi. What's the difference between this and Shechita? This is Mogan Avraham. Right? Sheshachar Echad Dami the Pasha Rishon. And still there's only one bracha. Sheh Datam is Gila Hashem. No more than Kulim. Shuvas Mariel. Levush. Vilo Dami the Masha Kost of Sifya Dalit. Which is, that's going to be very Lemaisim. We'll get to that later. He takes one off, takes the same garment, puts it off, puts it back on again. That happens all the time. The Hotam Lahoya Daito Bishas Brach Sheyavshitenu Viyachta Viyavishenu. I will Hahoya Daito Laka. And also the Truman Tradition only said this from Ashakos of Liel to the Maram. A few of Birich Alatalis Vahalaka Betakneses Vahalaka 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 Kol shlo retiach at the same time to kula kol a mitzvah. Zal zeh koma din posha at alas godo vana vikrat kada. He went from place to place. Came to the betila of the Torah Levar. But the Beis Yosef and Sif Yud Gimel says the Torah to Royaf to Klal. And Cain ain't if you live in posha at the low posha. Manasha. Went from place to place. So you always have to make a new bracha. If you didn't, you never have to make a new bracha. The Torah Ma'a, Parsha, Ravishan, Kodosh, Shalavash, Hasheni, is simply incorrect. So passes the Magen Avraham, it's his cotton design. Again, it's hardly happens in our experience as such, but we'll see later how this comes up, very importantly. This is Sif Yud Beis. Sif Yud Gimel, we already saw a reference to it. Ha'olach l'beis ha'lovish talas cotton, u'b'varach ha'lov, sh'olach l'beis ha'kneses, v'satay v'talas gadol, sorok v'varach ha'lov, Dalicha mi beso ad beis hakneses chashiva hefsek. That itself is considered to be a hefsek. The mispalal b'tov beso, the damas at home. And hoya data b'tchila al gamal talas gada lo hifri ben time yisvifichah v'dvaram acherim ain't a tov lachas on the verse. Fine. Everything is clear in the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Yud Beis and Sif Yud Gimel. Kimush is no gale makes the most to us, Rebbe Osai, which is relevant to other situations. Is that you have halicha. Halicha being after. Where did it come from? Where did it come from? It comes from the Rosh. We're going to have to come open up the Rosh Rabbi Zai. The Simen Chof. Simen Chof. We'll see where the marker of this then is. And if it's really oizkal from the halacha. Not so simple. Page Kufkov 10. Last line of the first column. Kamei Shrei, the Adam Shulovish Talis Cotton, Shunosi Kolayom, Shumisfalo Nisate Petalis Gottel, Tarach Levarach. The Chayav Adam Lasa Sittin Bechol Begodin Shalosh, Yeshu Dalat Kantas, Bechol Chad Vechad Mitzvah Bein Afshi. Aval Nisate Bein Zeh Hazeh, Belo Hefzik Levarach, Bechol Achas Al Shnein. So far, so good. The Rosh itself is innocuous. Didn't say anything. Right? The Rosh is a Dover Poshit. However, the question is Alicha itself a Hefzik? Take a look on the Taz, if God Yir Aleph, the Mechabit says Alicha mi Beis, so Ad Beis, I can ask the Chashiv Hefzik of the Taz, Kosev mi Beis Yosef, Derech Tav, Al Masha Kosev of a Rosh, Simil Chof, Atur, Misha Rogel, Isate, Fital, Is God of a Beis HaKnesses, Sarach, Levarach, Mishun, Al Hefzik, Hiluchu. The Rosh never said that. The Rosh said, if you wear Talas Gotten, and you wear Talas Gotten when you daven, you have to make a new bracha. It doesn't say why. So the tour also didn't say why. But Yosef Kara says why. The reason is you went from place to place. Presumably you put on the Talas Gotten in your house, Talas Gotten in shul. Correct the Taz, it's not true? Of course, the Taz is the Mishnah, the Lama says that if you go from place to place, apparently, it's not considered to be in the category of a Hefzik. Not true. Quote the Shuma Sadeshna effect. He caught the Rabbeinu Yonah by Nochosh Korach al Akevo. So in the middle of davening and they have to walk away. The walking itself is not considered to be a Hefzik. Comes among an Avram and says the Hefzik is based upon Simon Kuf Ayin Ches. What if you're booking? Sure, doesn't know what it is there. Doesn't know what it says there. But those are not brochas, we know. The Kufay and Ches is called Shini Mokum with respect to Brocha. A person has a fruit. He makes a boy pre-8 on an apple. And a half. And then he goes outside or goes to a different house. Has to make a new boy pre-8. So the Mogan Avraham makes the comparison between the Brocha, Birchas Hanenin, a boy pre-8, and the Birchas HaMitzvah on Tishis or other such mitzvahs. The famous Mogan Avraham would justify the Mechaber. Halicha is considered a hefsek, and it's based upon Simon Kufay and Ches. Yes. Even if you are that, if I have an apple and I have in mind to take the apple eating in this house or the next house, it doesn't help. It doesn't make it a new bracha is still required. More than that, in Yosef Ibeisa V'chozah Miyad, Sorach Levarech, Dahavi Mitvorim, Shein Tunin Brochel Achreim. You see, the Mokum have a hefzik, Kemoshe Kozum Simon Kufay and Chetz. The Das Maharam and the Tumas Hadesh and Nirali Shani Titzis Kevan Shadayin Olo Lo Havishini Mokum Hefzik Lo Domi Lachila Sharishona Azdale. Zulu, you're wearing one talus cotton and you put on a talus gadol, so the first mitzvah is not gone. It's like eating. Once you finish the apple, you finish that bite, it's gone. Here it's not gone. The Afa gav the cause of the Chumas Hadesh and Shom, Shemistama Pasha Taliso, Haino Achar Bo Lebeso, Vimkein Oshina Mekom Achar Shepasha, Kein Nirali. So the Magmogan Avraham is saying that everyone agrees in principle to the idea of Shina Mako, and the whole discussion is, if a person came with his talus on from place to place, then would you require a new bracha or not? That's a machlok. But otherwise, halicha would be considered to be a hefzik. So writes the Magen Avraham here in Simen Ches of Cotton, Yud Zion. Says the Gra, it's all wrong. The Magen Avraham is also wrong. Shina Magen does not apply over here. Why not? I asked you to see the Nishmat Odom, Klal Yud Beis of Cotton, who explains as follows. When it comes to achila, the reason why you need a new bracha is because there's no need for you to have another apple, another bite out of the apple. You took a bite out of the apple, stop. So I go in the house A, I take a bite out of the apple. Then I go to house B, I take another bite out of the apple. Didn't have to be a second bite. So therefore, the first bite, the first bracha is terminated. Comes to an end. Shina bracha is considered a hesed hadas. So the mitzvah, which is mutela tala adam, such as sukkah and tzitzit, says the nishmas adam, not, and I like to give a comparison, it's sort of like, although this is an inexact comparison, to the Dover HaTon Baruch HaLachrem HaMkoman. We pass him, the Rishon HaMor pass him, if I'm having a piece of bread, and I go out into the street and come back, or even if I don't come back, I don't need a bracha on the bread, because you know why? Because I have no right to leave, I have to come back to make a bracha samazin. So I'm not severed from my original situation. So too, when it comes to a mitzvah, you're not severed from the original situation. That's the lumdus of the Nishmas Adam, as I understand it. That's how Pshat Marami Rutenberg, not like the Malan Avram, that he took off his talis at home, and that's why there's no bracha. No, the Maram was a good yid. He took off his talis in shul. Everyone does that. He took off his talis in shul. Afal Pikein, there's no new bracha without a Hetzach Hadas. How do we pass on the halacha? So Mr. Brook doesn't really make a hakra. It's consecutive to cotton, he quotes the two shittas. Doesn't say mefurish, but I would say the principle should be suffix brachos lahoto. Let's take a look very briefly. It's if cotton, lamed gimel, lamed dalet, and the Mishnah Berurah. The mechab is the halicha, be based on the Beit HaKnesset, chashiva, hefse. That's shittas of Yosef Karo. That's how he learned pshat in the Torah and the Rush. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Yachronim say, Et Samalich is not considered a hefsek. Still you're gonna make a bracha on the palace. God oh, it's Rashini Makom. That's the Mogan Avram. They introduced the concept of Rashini Makom, which is sound of the Brichas Hanen. And therefore if you go out and come right back again, you have to make a new bracha. Same as Rashini Makom and Hilchas Brichas Hanen. Now the Gizom ain't tunin bracha lachreim, as I mentioned before. Lamedal, Chayadam, Choshesh, Ladat, Hatzor, Rashini Makom, lo havi hefsek, was there. Okay, and here's where Shlod Lavarech and Lo Shoya. Basically, the Rochel be based on Shlod Lavarech. That's the Mishnah Rochel Gamola, or Shitir by name of the Mishnah Brewer, does not take a stand. Does not take a stand at all. Strange. I would say if there's no stand, she says Suffolk Rochel's Lo Hakim. Fine. Again, your bays and your gimel don't really happen in our experience on a daily basis with respect to sisters. We don't put on two pairs usually, except for cotton and gadol, which makes make a bracha only on the gadol. But it's lalama in our other cases, yasa, where the halik is considered to be a hefsek and other mitzvahs with blood out. The general assumption is it's not. Halik is not considered to be in the category of hefsek. Fine. That's your bays and your gimel. Your dalit, however, is very common. And I'd like to begin with the tour. And they asked you to look up on the Maram Akamas. It all starts with the tour. It's a very important thing. This really does happen on a regular basis. Yes?
Is that half going to officially be a certain time? Can it be a hefsek?
We'll get to the time soon. Get to the time? Let's see what the time is. That's the Maram Akamas. In Parsha Talisa V'lohoya Daita L'lov Shomiyad Shechoza V'lov Shotor V'lovarach Maskim. Avlam ha yodat ol olav shomiyad kigon shaposhat also to daily connect the Beit HaKisei, which by the way you don't have to do. Strictly speaking, you go into the talis into the bathroom. It's not the same as tefillah, which is kedusha. Yeah, keep that in mind. The zani mistapek in tzarech levarach shesh ponim lekan lekan ikol lemeim akevin the alpin and kol atorah mitzvilin tefillin kol yim emes mamash mishnu levarach pirush mizdozim mikolman mishmash mishvan lagvilim kolman. In Cain Kolshkein Hakash Yesh Levarach. Yesh Loma, no. The Shani Hakash Yesh Zotim Mimakom of Leyada Shlohaya Mimakom. So it was like, he didn't know. Avalam Hezizim Mimakom and Adadam Lachvir Miyad. Also Namaloya Tor Levarach was an Adinota. So the Suffolk by Tzitzit according to the Heligat Tour is not a Tzitzit Stick of Suffolk, it's a Tzitzit Stick of Suffolk really. The same shadow by Tzitzit is by Tzitzit. Namely, I remove a mitzvah from my body and I hand in mind to put it back, you make a new broken on. The tour is not sure, but he says his das is not to require a new bracha. Not to require a new bracha. Yeah. That's what he talks of here, is that das he not to make a new bracha. And if it's so, I think he makes reference here to the Chassidus, if I'm not mistaken. The question is, what is the din in fact? What's the suffix? There's a long discussion in the Beis Yosef and in the Dark Emotion. Let's discuss it briefly. Fine. Beis Yosef discusses the question. He doesn't understand what's the suffix. You know the Farish. You want Sukkot and Rav Amel. Many of us learned it this year. Rav have a maxim the koy of Eile Beit Akisei. The nafik who mashi yodei who monach tefillin the mevarich. The chiyit shik when we're in the akhita Eile Beit Akisei. The nafik who mashi yodei who monach tefillin the mevarich. Who mash mevarich shayom meniach tefillin kol yom. Who shemeis yorosin and the kons Beit Akisei. Vadei al das lazal anichem yad. Shiyotza. Afilu hachi hayom mevarich. What an assistance. Finished. I'm a foolish to Gemara, says the Beis Yosef, you have to make a bracha. What's the suffix? No suffix at all. That's the cash of the Beis Yosef. He said, you should certainly make a bracha. And in Shulchan Aruch, what does it say, in fact? In Simen Ches, Sif Yud Aleph. Okay. In Parsha Talitza, Afilu Lehoyadat Lachal Atadam Amiyad, Sarach Lefarach Shiyach Lefad Mevob. But Yosef Kaz, he says, it's consistent with his own Beis Yosef. I'm a foolish to Gemara, says the Gemara, foolish! Black and white! Comes about a motion, says no. Vani Omer, she's caught involved. She ain't a new dom on the riot. So, some guy made tefillin, shoot, shrek, la chalton, the utterly connets from the base, like Kiseri, velo bedate, talia milso, velo chain, sorok, lazo, levark, says there, how we have, how she may see that silly, but mugger, she lawyer, sorok, last year, but that's a love, she may add, ain't sorok, lazo, levark, what didn't the guy make tissues? In other words, a forcible, heftic, requires a new bracha. But a voluntary one does not. Where did he get it from? From a foolish Gemara in Brachis. Tavchav Gimel. What's that? Hifzik with Tzilasim Tzorach Lapsal L'Rosh. What does it say over there? It says the text actually depends. If you're mastic with Tzilasim voluntarily decide in the middle of the evening to stop for a minute and stop for 3 minutes and look at the scenery. Ah, beautiful scenery. It's lost a barrier. So according to the Tosfos, you don't have to start Shemayat all over again. And if you had to go to the bathroom for 3 minutes, then you do. So touch the sheet, the Rambam passes away. It says the Rambam over here, same thing over here. But, still then you had no choice, you had to take it off. It's been an abstinence. But my tip is you had a choice, it's not abstinence. So therefore the Rambam, in fact, when she talks to Dr. Emma, she writes over here, in 50 dollars, the Yesh Omen She'ein Mevachim, Emma Yadat Alas Lotad Evo. Finished. That's what he just said over here. Okay? But the Machlek, let's look a little bit carefully in the Sugya, in the Sechta Sukkah, that Mem's over and out. I spoke about it by Richas this year, we learned the Sechta Sukkah. And I want to go into all the problem of the Sechta Sukkah right now. But it's not so poshut that the Ramah is right. The Beis Yosef says it can't possibly be the Pshat. It can't be the Pshat. Other parts say it can't be the Pshat. Why? You look at the Magen Avraham right over here, in Simchat Yud Ches. He has a different kasha. Zorach Levarach on the Mechaber. Zorach Yin. In Simen Tov Reish Lama Test, the Mechaber himself paskin. Im Yotzim in Asuka Adat Alach Vimiyad, Ein Zorach Levarach. Umay Shna Ocha De Zorach, Lo Begumar Asuka Mevav, Yolav Suka Mitzilin Yin Zeh. And up in Asira, in the Mechaber. Asir in the Mechaber. So it's a Gevaldik Akash. I saw Teret in the Aratos Achayim, the Malb Mobius, it's called Ayin Ches. Because the Teret based upon the Mogan Avram himself, we just saw before. It's the Kotin Tazayim, who says that when you made the original Bracha, you had in mind to take it off and put it back on again, then there's no Bracha. If you didn't have in mind, then there is a bracha. So in Sif Yud Dalet, he put on a talus. He never had a mind to take off in the middle. So then the Mechaber passes the new bracha is required. When it comes to Sukkah, there it's normal to leave a Sukkah and come back. So in the moment that he made the bracha, when he had breakfast, he walked to the Sukkah, he had a mind, I'm going to go out, I'm going to come back, I go out, come back. So therefore you don't make a bracha when you come back. At the moment you made the bracha, you had a mind to go out and come back. When it comes to talus, when you made the bracha, the talus, you didn't have in mind, take it off, put it back on again. That's a gevaldige teretz to answer shitas hamachaber. Shouldn't be a steer from hilchas sukkah to hilchas tefillin. To hilchas tefillin. I think it's a gevaldige teretz. The Ramah who makes a distinction between where you have a forcible removal or a voluntary removal. So the Sfas Emes in the Sefer Sukkah, Melavet Kesef against the Gemara. Because the Gemara has in there, if you learn Sukkah, Rava lo Ovid Kishmate. I'm going to the old person over there. So according to the Ramah, what do you mean? What do you mean? Let's say a distinction exists that when you go into the bathroom, you have to make a bracha. Otherwise, no bracha. So he gets a tariff that the Lush of the Gemara in Sukkah Mashma, he only made a bracha in the morning. Even though normally a person goes to the bathroom during the day. Question, what's the bathroom? The bathroom is Tanam, he's right. The bathroom is Gedolim. Not necessarily. But that's what the Sarsemer says to give a tariff to this, kash. Yeah. I saw that in the Green Book, in Sukkah, they quote from the Makor Chaim. I believe that's the Baal Chavos Yo, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. It wasn't Perish on Shulchan Aruch. I don't think it has it. Does the new Shulchan Aruch have the Makor Chaim? I don't think so. I saw it printed in a separate Bible by Bechon Yerushalayim. Makor Chaim by, I think, if I'm not mistaken, that's the author. He gives a different tariff to the Sarsemer's discussion. He says the Gemara compares its film with the Sukkah. And Sukkah, when you go out and plan to come back, you don't make a new bracha. So, must be referring to a case, when you took off your tefillin, shalom and atzlach zol anicha. Because otherwise it wouldn't fit in with Sukkah. And that's comparable to the bathroom. A person who goes to the bathroom and takes off his tefillin is compared by the Gemara and Sukkah Memvav to a person who took his tefillin off for a minute and put it back on again, but he didn't have a mind to put it back on again. In other words, those are both considered a hefek hadat. Either a forcible removal, even though you plan to put it back on again, or a voluntary removal, even though you don't plan to put it back on again. That's the shot in the Ramah. Shouldn't be against any gemaras. Fine, so there are two teirutim which are given to answer the Dake Moshe over here. The Maisa, we assume the Pashas and Dake Moshe is correct. We follow the Minhag Ramah. So we follow Minhag Ramah. Fine. So that's what we follow the Minhag Ramah, so we don't make a bracha in this circumstance of removing the talus, cut the talus to put it back on again. You don't make a bracha. The Mechavis, you do make a bracha. The Ramah says that you do not make a bracha. We sit with Ashkenazim, and it's fine in the audience. They all left. There's quite a few. They left. Okay. But I wonder if they may follow Minhag Maran, Minhag Bet Yosef. But Minhag Ashkenaz is not that way. That's clear, and we just explained why. Fine. Now, this is relevant to a simon which we spoke about a little bit earlier, in Ilchus Tefillin, just for a minute, simon Chaf Hei, Sif Yud Beit. Ilchus Tefillin. We mentioned this once before, but it comes up again. The Mechaber says a nish meniach tefillin come upon them b'yom sorok levarach aleihem b'chol pah. Again, it's not relevant to us. It never happened. Come on. Nish metumim mekoman. Now we're talking. They fell off their place. Umim mashmesh b'alav d'yom mekoman sorok levarach. He sees them in mekoman ma'adatam l'achdiyom yad sorok levarach l'okramon nein. Lo levarach. That's again the same machlok. It's talking nog. And we already explained back on Simul Ches. You remove tippet or tefillin, take it off, bring it back on again. That's the same machlokas here in Simon Chafei and Ilchus Tefillin as we found in Simon Ches and Ilchus Tzitzit. So the bathroom is different. That's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes over here in Simon Chafei, and the Bialochi talks about it as well. He says, you go into the bathroom, you talk lachol levarech. Even the Mogan Avraham is mitzupik. Why? Because our bathrooms are not so far from the other bathrooms. From our rooms, right there in the time of the Gemara, the bathroom is very far away. Outhouse. But our bathrooms are right nearby the house, and ours is even in the house. So maybe it's different. No. Not really a suffix. Why? Because the Chayotim says his suffix shouldn't be mostly from the passion of the Shar Poskin. And the Bikiva Eger brings it up in the Gemara against the Mogan Avraham's sad not to make a bracha. Because the Gemara is in the furish and he says, take the tefillin for a bracha and go close to where the bathroom was with the Dalet Amos and then take it off. Go to the bathroom, come back out again. The fact is that the bathroom is a mosque now is irrelevant if you're waiting to fill until Dalet Amos away from the bathroom. So therefore the Mogan Avraham is very shver since they're Bikivega and therefore the Maitre, there's no difference. No difference. Only one problem. Are all bathrooms bathrooms? Many people say that all bathrooms are not bathrooms for one of two reasons. Either because flush right down, has to do with the Gemara, but they keep to the parsoi, one brachas, or because most of our bathrooms, not just bathrooms, they're rooms. They're rooms, mamish. People shave in the bathroom, they brush their teeth in the bathroom, some people have a telephone in the bathroom. I haven't seen a fax yet. Lawrence, maybe. I haven't checked too carefully. I've made a joke, but I forgot about that. I've stopped making jokes about it. But maybe there is, for all I know. I don't know. TVs actually in the bathroom. I mean, it's important. So, I guess it belongs in the bathroom. Oh, that's not maybe. Okay. But I'll call upon him that the bathrooms are a room. It's not just Miyuchad, what we call it, called Beis HaKitzi and old. So for those two reasons, it could be that there's no din of bathroom. So therefore, I would say someone is involved and wearing still has to do what we call gedolim. So the gedolim is zichrach spirit in the tefillin, so you should make a lubrach. But someone went for katanim into a bathroom, I mean, it's a big suffix, because maybe you really didn't have to take it off, technically speaking. So I'm a little bit misupik. Maybe you should say suffix bracha sahakel in that kind of a situation. Not because of the Mogan Avraham's reason, which is half that too, but primarily for the other reason. That's a big question where that works. Mind over matter. Do you have a right to say, I want to stop here, I make a new bracha, we'll discuss that. Could be it doesn't work. Oh. But now I have a very, very important thing from the Shalom HaKadosh. As quoted in the Mogan Avraham in Simon Chav Hei. I ask you to see it. Please turn, if you don't mind, to Simon Chav Hei on that, on Sifya Day. A very important, which is relevant. Kosa v'shalah, quote about the Mogan Avraham, I think it's in the Mishnah Berurah too. I have a Mishnah Berurah, I'm sure it's there. It's in the Chafesh of the days. On the word Nishmatu. Hard lona higi o idna levarak she Nishmatu memakoma, shun de b'shas tfila mistama eno mesiach data mehen. Have a kakolson amanas lachzir, and a beautiful svar of the shalah. If we know, we only never quit filling for a half an hour a day or so, an hour a day, I don't know what we're But this was the way we said before, Gufnaki, etc. So the guy is in effect making a mental decision from the very beginning. If my children go, I'm going to slip out of place, you know what I'm going to do. I'm going to put them right back on. The Mishnah Berurah is costing them dollars. Right back on. But if it's not considered Hesed Chadash, time of the Gemara, what's filling a good part of the day? Good part of the day. There was no set time to remove them, no set time to necessarily put them back on again. So let's say, for argument's sake, it's high noon, and my children slipped out of place. We can't say that it's definitely going to put it back. Make a table, put it back, it'll be at 12 o'clock, it's finished. So therefore, you have to make it a brach. It's manazah. You only were children for a certain limited amount of time. Therefore, if it falls out of place during that time, a new brach would not be said. That's the sack of the shalom. Quoted by the Mogan Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah has accepted halacha lemaisa. Comes Rabbi Kiva Egev and Hilchos Tzitzis, where the Mechaber and the Mogan Avraham don't say anything along these lines. On the contrary, in Tiftet Vav, the Mechaber says, "Nachla talisa shalom b'mitzkaven, because they're misadev tzorach levarek." Okay, says Rabbi Kiva Egev, "Nachla." The Zek Kuli Amavodu, even the Ramo agrees, the Nafla will Odad and Ozalem Mitzvasa, Kemosha calls it Simon Chafes and Yidalit. Zot Rabbi Kiva Eger, and Shalom B'Shaz Tfila, as the Magen Ram quotes there from the Mishalah. It comes out interesting. Halach Olam Ha'ayt, your Talos Gadol falls off. You look at Shulchan Aruch, it says make a new bracha. You look, I think, even, if I'm not mistaken, even in Mishnah Berurah, I don't even know if he quotes it from Simon Chafes, if that's wrong. Enough of Taliso, Shalom Neskavein, you make a new bracha. You make a new bracha. Mr. Brewer says nothing. But, I don't know why I didn't quote Rabbi Kiva Egev. I think Rabbi Kiva Egev is right. Based on Shalom, Kodesh, Nichus Tzim, which applies to us, Nichus Tzim is the only way to tell us during davening. So the Mayas, you don't make a new bracha. You know, I discovered this for the first time. A little wacko places. the Shmira Shabbos Lachata calls this. It's in Perek Aleph, talking about Hachzara by a pot or the Perek. He's just trying to prove, you know, you don't have a fairish in mind, the this clearly have in mind, and he calls this Tushta. That's when I first realized this thing. But I wasn't thought powerful about making a bro. Nay? I like that. Yeah. I don't know about that. Yeah. Good question. You're holding out the Shalom. For the Shalom. Yeah, it's a good question. I got the Shalom say that when the non-ring Shalom already precedes the Mechava. It's a good question, but you don't fight the Shalom. HaKadosh. You know, we try to send you something for Harkov. We'll follow the Shalom. Yeah.
I
understand that you said that it's going to move. And that way... By Das, I don't plan it to move, but even if it moves...
Why can't I adopt that I'm going to place like Nessa when I put my little one
you can.
In half?
You can't.
You said you have to make another rough?
The weird there are monsters, no. You don't have a rough. In the Mechaber. The Mechaber Shini Malka, remember what I mean? There's a supply over here. Yes. Well, yeah, that's quote the Shalom. I apologize again. It's not the first time I accused the Mishri Rav Shmata. I goofed with the one about the Sefer Torah falling, that was also, it was instead of Sunan Dals and Sunan Mem. I didn't see it. I missed another one. What does it say? No, Parshat also. So that's the Mechaber goes as far as to say it's Parshat also, you know, Minu Bracha, doesn't apply middle of Shmash, the middle of Rosh Hashanah. That's Parshat. Part of the part. But if it fell down, the Mishnah doesn't say anything. It's a little stickle of pella. Why doesn't it say anything? Yeah, the end of the Vega. But you either say it's right or say it's wrong. Say something. To me, it's a little bit, of a mystery. Yes. The answer of Katanim, wouldn't he have to, because you're allowed to leave the talis on? Only a forcible removal to the Ramah to have to. Not forcible. Yes, sir. That's what Givang said, the same would apply. No, I don't believe it. That's not how I understood it. I understood it. Okay, Rabbi Stein. Let's discuss a little more of these important matters, Rabbi Stein. Important matters. Take a look, for example, in the Mishnah Berurah, the Sutton Lamed Aleph. It says, remember, there are more. And we said before that your basic ship, your basic no, never really happened. But there are more threw in over there than aside. The Chedim Parshat Arishon Kona Shalava Shasheni Tzorach Lach Dolavor Shuma Sadeshim says the Rambam Mishnah Berurah Lamed Aleph. Achronim Cholkom Alzeh Uspiru the Pshita Lo Havi Hefti L'Chuli Alma Ben Adom L'Mashik Osim V'Mechaber Sif Yudalas Da Pshita Havi Hefti The Hosim L'Hoyer Daitam Shas Brocha Shiafshitenu v'yagzo v'yilbash. Aval hocha haya daitza v'shaz brocha al levishas ha-begad ha-sheni, and therefore it's not considered to be a problem. That's the Mogan Avraham. Now, take a look at the Shari Tshuva. This cotton test of we talked about this idea of Das. So every single time you have to have this specific, explicit Das. No. He says that if normally, you had a custom to think a certain way, that's considered your stam das. If your stam das is one way or the other way, it works. And as a matter of fact, the Bir Halacha quoted over here, in Pasha Talisa Sarav Levarech, I'm Mishnah Brura. What happened over here? The Yodan is relevant to us. Lamed Vav, he says, Sarav Levarech, if you took it off, a new bracha is needed. Okay? Look back at Sivkot and Lamed out. Mashka Sav Lusham. We already saw back in Sivkot and Lamed out. Sakhron disagree with the Mechaber and this Nakuta. But the Shaila says to be Alokha. The Haimah the Mukhak Shami Amav and Avram did Bishat HaBrocha Shayadayva Shiv Shetenu V'yachav Yil B'shenu L'chulei Amo Ein Tzorach L'achul L'vach At Sivkot and Tazayim V'zeh and Yazayti Ha'etza Yehutza Shiyuchal Lotif Hazer Kol Adayis שיחרבי בשעת ברוכה שמצטרך לפושתו שיחרבי בשנו עין שערי תשובה. I looked it up. Shari Tshuva says that's what you should do. And it goes further than that. Shari Tshuva says that if you had that in mind a few times, and even if you didn't have it in mind this particular time, it's Al-Das Min Hago. That's in the fourth wide line. Umi Shanoi Ken Kama Pavel Lachavi Mishas Brocha Lashem Kach Afim Eina Machavi Nachakach Volta Az Brocha Bistam Mistam Al-Das Min Hago Mavarech. That's the Shari Tshuva.
Best thing to do.
Yeah. The truth is, I tell you the truth with the shalom. You don't need this. But to make it better, in case the tile fellow falls off, have in mind, I don't know, to get married with the shalom. First three times, have in mind that if it falls off, you should be able to put it back again. And then it goes the rest of your life on autopilot. That's based on this, on the shalom. And how about this moment on the shari tshuva? And the shalom, the kivay, you don't make a broker anyway. So you went from a suffix broker slot to a, what do you call it? Vada Eina Mavara. That's what you should do. Mezuzah? No. I guess, it's not necessarily the same. Now, what about Fakert? Fakert, Rabotai. I want to have in mind to shorten the duration, the effectiveness of my bracha. Does that work? He was talking about having in mind that it should last for a longer period of time. Can you have in mind that it should last for a shorter period of time as well? What do you think? What do you think? So, sure enough, when you don't know, look in the blue book. That's everything. That's all, you know. Will this trick work? I think that's what you had in mind yourself, no? The comment to the blue book. Okay, let's take a look, see what it says. Here we go. Yes. Footnote number 112. What does it say over there? Hoya Saba Lubosh is a Tal that Shama to Yemen. I feel Kivin Shibrachosa Toko Rak and also Shah. I only want to work until 12 o'clock. That's it. Then I come to a pumpkin and the brother should be ineffective. The Himshik Lalom Shalaka Mikain, Eino Tzarek Levarek Shain. Who said so? Malan Avraham and Simon Tov, Reish, Lamed, Hef. Hold on. But there's the contradiction. In Hilchas Shavuot, the Malan Avraham said, there's also Nichas Birchas HaTorah. If you're up all night, getting a new bracha Birchas HaTorah, because it's Stama Kavanoso, Shalom Lifta, Mibracha Zu, Hello Liyom Echot. See the Kavanah works? The Chayalim has a spirit. What's the Mincha Shlomer of Shlomer Zalman Eurbach, who says, the Birchas HaNenin, he Al-Masha Omed Lassam. Birchas HaMitzvah, he Al-Masha HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kitchel Abim Mitzvah also. Ein Zeshach Zafel Lekethem Kima Mitzvah. Therefore, Varu Shlo Yuchav Klal Lachavim Bishas Levishas Atalas Shabrocha Tifter also Rakat Shalom Mitzvah. David said, I broke a ball, call a hatir on the vishas, not a matir. I will be virgos at Torah, I broke a ball, a hatir at Salimut. The Shabbat Mo'ilah, Kavanoso, the Shabbat Abrocha, Shulot, a Siftere, the Boko, it's like a kind of a virgos at Nenin. We know, we spoke about this in previous occasions, the Rambam is a comparison between virgos at Nenin,
and drink as a mitzvah, because it is to do a mitzvah without a bracha. And I'm missing, we have a mitzvah shalom after the little bit of, I'm missing a little bit over here is, why should birchas ha-torah be treated as birchas ha-nanin and birchas ha-sukkah not? I have to look that up. If you have a chance, it's a simon yud ches os ches. We have a mitzvah shalom, someone pull it out of the bookshelf and look at it, see if you can take safe shots. I don't understand it. Not quite, I don't fully understand the distinction. Okay. What? Yeah, did you read it, though? Yutcheska. You can give me a clarification, I appreciate it. We're going on. Back to Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan. Lamed Zayin, Rabotai. What happened? The Ramot said, V'yesh omim j'ein mevorkin v'yadat olam v'shadabo. That's our minute. You take it off, you don't make a new bracha. Zok Mishnah Berurah. Afilu im bishat apshita lo nishal af talas kotz. In Pascha Rachman, this whole distinction we'll get to later. Talas kotz is on or off of the second talas kotz. You don't understand where it comes from. It's irrelevant over here to the Mishnah Berurah. So far, no need. No need for a bracha. Fine. Not the same as tefillin. Because tefillin you have no choice, you can't wear it to the bathroom, but tefillin you tell us you're allowed to. Okay. That's what the cousin on his back. Fine. Vida. This is interesting. Left four narrow lines. Vida. The bishas apshita lohoya data lilbosh miyad. Bak acha eiv is man. Asha chaka chodem lishatim al miyad. Bukhul yama tzorok lagu lavarek. Afilu nishol atal skot nitekam sheposhto az ala mitzvah. Wouldn't it happen? In beis apshita lohoya data lilbosh miyad. Bak acha chashta eiv is man. So the only question is left with unresolved. What is Aziz man? You mentioned once before. Now this is the moment of truth, the day of reckoning. How long is Aziz man? Not Kamina Mice. I go play basketball. I take off my talus curtain. I don't want to get ruined. I put it back on again. So, you make a new brach or not? Aziz man. Played one game, two games. We go to the lake under the guidance of Rav Naphtali. You go and you go into the water and you come out. You make a new brach on the citizenry when you come back out of the water or not. Aziz man. How long is Aziz man? Because if you don't know, you have to look in the blue book. It tells you what Aziz man is. Footnote 113. Aziz man. Some say it's man's a half an hour. Where does that come from? You find a kind of somach lemincha, a half an hour. So a half an hour, he says, because some posts can say, that's considered to be Aziz man. Alta Lubavitcher Rebbe says no. Achakama shos. Right here, achakama shos. Here's the Chav Gimel. Alta Rebbe. Achakama shos. How much is kama? Doesn't tell you. It's the chosid. You know what he means by that. Or, you can look at Hilchos Tefillin, in Simen Chafei, Sif Chafes, where he says, 2 or 3 hours. It's going on? I take off my tefillin for 2 or 3 hours, I have to make a new bracha. Less than that, not. Now, it's obviously a big problem over here. Is it 2 or is it 3? I'm not a chassid enough to know the answer to that question. If you're a Baruch Chassid, I'll tell you what the Rebbe meant. He meant 2 or meant 3. Maybe it depends a little bit on, you know, on other circumstances, I guess. If it's bigger objective half second to get 2 hours to do the trick. It's not 3 hours. As the man Hilchot took on the Alter Rebbe says, an hour or two. Simon Tov Fresh Lama says, this is Gimel. And the Mishnah Berurah something similar in Hilchot Natilas Yadayim. Simon Kuf Ayin says, Kuf Ayin says, Bottom line, Abbasai, Sofek, Brokos, Lohok. I would say 3 hours. The Alter Rebbe says, Nachtamina, well, I understand why the break is less than 3 hours. I understand where it came from. Well, we'd love to have you go out and play longer. We'd have a shower with breakfast, with nice, with whatever. So therefore, since the break is 2 to 5, you have to be, it's a minute, so it's gone, and you have to be on time. Less than 3 hours. You take a break, except for NTT, different at all. But a normal break, which is less than 3 hours, I would say, suffix brachas lahakel, not to make a new brachas in talus gadol. In talus gadol, it's almost irrelevant. I say it's from Camp Levi. I thought that's Shalom. Camp Levi Shalom? Kiddush, right. They take off their talis girdle, they make Kiddush, and they go back to Davin Lenin and Musaf. I told them, meanwhile, don't make a bro. I'm happy. I got it right. According to the smaller version of the Alter Rebbe. According to the half an hour version, I don't know how long it takes them to get Kiddush. It's no Gantam Ashraf on Yom Kippur. They take off their talis. If the Musaf, they put it by my mincha. But most of them don't have a 3-hour break. It's a dream. But, so therefore, again, they wouldn't make a bro according to this. Yes. But you're a married man, or you're a yekin, right? And you wear talis gadol, and you make a bracha of our mitzvahs, of the tzaddik. You never make our mitzvah. Would it change? Yeah. If you have a 3.5-hour break, make our mitzvah. No, you make a bracha no matter what. No, I'll do it the other way around. If your someone is married, he only makes all the tzaddik. He would never make an our mitzvah. Ramadan, I bring any riots to yourself? No. I don't know where he gets it from. I was, on the contrary, one of the most poskim, Birchas HaTorah is the Birchas HaMitzvah. Pashtus. I said, why is there this Rabbanan to, I don't know, to put on tefillin if I didn't make a bracha? I said, what's the difference? Why is Torah different than tefillin or tefillin? I don't quite, I'm missing a piece. Huh? Which Rashi are you talking about? Stuff that do that for that year? Well, there's a Rambam. There's a Rambam. You're not supposed to do a kashem, right? So I thought Rosh Poskim are against both Rashi and the Rambam. But if you have a suffer case, they say do better do the mitzvah, at least you suffer without a bracha. Bracha is in a matzah. It's just a refrain. Bracha is in a matzah. Do all the Poskim and bracha is in a matzah. No, wait a second. Aslan. Let's say a person can't make Birchas HaTorah. Can't. I'll give you a motion. He's in a situation where you can't utter a word out of his mouth. Everybody's dumb. I don't remember you being a father. You can't say a bracha. Impossible. But he can learn a machshava. So let's say I like to grow up a heckler. So you say you shouldn't learn. I don't know if I go that far. Something Birchas HaTorah you think should work. So what? I don't know where you got it from exactly. Okay, but I have to look more carefully perhaps. What if you change your garment? So you have to change your, let's say a person has a different Shabbos Nikotalos Kotten. He puts it on Friday afternoon. Got to make a new bracha about mitzvah tzitzis. He called to the Chazanish, didn't do it. Why? He said, hey, you're not going to make a bracha talos kotten or something like that. I don't know what that comes from. I don't know what that means. I just know what the words mean. I don't understand. Take a look at the Mishnah Berurah about it. Sukkotin Mem Beis. Another important Mishnah Berurah. Mem Beis. A person takes off his talus cotton to go to sleep. Hayoshin Beyom Shina Tzarayim. Not unknown in this camp. Umeisir may all of our talus cotton. Yesh Deyas Ben Aposkim. Rezeh Bechal Hesach Adas. Al kein mir nochen sha kolponim ye kaste do beshas shena shlo sha kakach et tsorach rokol khliam. We use it as a blanket. Might as well wear it. I don't know what the difference. That's what I think you should do. Leave it on. Don't take it off. Okay. Now what's this compromise? There are more of the compromise in Sifya Dalet. The yesh omim dafkut shenisha olav hatalas kotten. Vach you know again. Very strange. What does the Ramon mean over here? What did the Ramon? It comes to the Marach or the Ruah, which is quoted by the Ogu, which is quoted by the Beis Yosef. And what does that mean? So I looked it up. I asked you to look up. It's a very important dark emotion. And I think others didn't learn my way. I don't understand. I'll read you a quotation of dark emotion from Kotten Zion. Ukadesh Nola Yaakov Maram Adivri Atur Nirali the Maram Mayri Shalohoya Daito Lach Shalolov Shamiyad. ובית יויסף היקשו, ואם כן לחלק בין היכל לנשא עליו טלת קוטן, והיכל ללא נשא עליו, ואין דבריו מוכרחים. What does that mean? What does that mean? What does that mean? So the question is, what's going on? What does the Ramah say exactly? Ramah is very, very confusing in the Shulchan Aruch itself. Look inside it carefully. See, how do you understand it? The Mechavah says, if you take your talus off and try to put it right back on again, a new bracha is required. There are two Yeshams in the Ramah. First, Ein Mevorchen Im Hoyer Dat L'Asul Tzadabot. Ogru. As we said before, that we passed on Halach. Then, V'yeshamim Davka V'shenisher Olav Talus Kot. What's it going on? What's he modifying? Is it Yeshua modifying the Machaber? Is it modifying the first Ramah? And what does Rocky Nogan go on? They both are very unclear, quote a famous personage. Unclear. What is Ramah's Maskana? It's not at all clear. The Mogan Avram says that the second Yeshua goes on the first Yeshua. Take a look, you all have inside. Look at the Divrei Chamudos. I want you to be able to see what you don't have. You're not following me over here. Take a look at the Divrei Chamudos, Rabbi Yisrael. It's called Samach Aleph. Hold on a second. Doesn't look right. Must be a different one. Where would this be? Can't find it right now. I think it's another one. I was talking about Bayes, maybe? Discuss this issue. Can't find it. Anyway, there's a discussion in Divrei Chamudos somewhere. You'll find him. That's what he says, this chapter. The second Yeshua goes in the first Yeshua. Like the Rogan Avram said. So what is Vahachi Nog? What's Vahachi Nog? What's going on over here? So the Rogan Avram says, the Hachi Noah goes on the first Yeshama. Look what he said. There's a Mechaber. Yeshama 1, Yeshama 2, and Hachi Noah back to Yeshama 1. Am I going to go? I don't know. I thought my pshat is that the second Yeshama goes on the Mechaber. When the Mechaber said you make a new bracha within the Mechaber, the Ramah and Yeshavim 2 was saying, if you had a talus cotton on, you would not make a new brach even according to the Mechaber, as he said in Zakeh Moshe. What did Ramah say to this? I myself hold, you never make a new brach in this kind of case. Yeah, that. But even my friend, Rav Yosef Karo, who says that doesn't help, should concede in the case where the talus cotton is on and the Hemshech is going on. That's how I understood the Ramah based upon the Zakeh Moshe. And we paskin like the first Yeshama, as we see in Simul Chafei. Okay, in any event, the Bach explains the Maram, that's the whole time about the Maram, but the Maram is arguing with the Ur Ogre, not arguing with the Ogre, the idea of Talos Kotten being relevant, so it's called Vistam. If a person has no das, not to put it back on again, and not to put it back on again. I took it off. What were you thinking? I was thinking nothing. I was thinking about the weather. I wasn't thinking about this. I was thinking about shear. I was thinking about lunch. I wasn't thinking about anything. I wasn't thinking either way. So you're not thinking either way, says the Bach. That's when the talus cotton can break the tie. If you have the talus cotton on, then no new bracha. No talus cotton, then you need a new bracha. That's how the Bach learns shot. And the Mogan Avraham says
That's mashma away from the Darkei Moshe. But I didn't learn, I read Darkei Moshe my way. I guess you have to look carefully in Darkei Moshe, what you meant. I thought it meant, as I told you before, they say Pshat the Mechaber that way. So again, obviously it's not 100% clear what the Darkei Moshe meant or what the Ramah meant. Fine. Let's go to Sif Tezvah, which we already saw before. Nafla Taliso. So this really is already a discussion in the Nimuke Yosef. Right? That's where Nafla Taliso comes from. Let's open up for a minute if we can find it. The talis falls off. Im Nafla Taliso, Shalom Miskave, the Chos of Alof, Shomisate, is about the eighth wide line of pages, Vezim and Aleph. Yes, Shomim, Shein Atzorach, Lach, the Levarit. And that's what's named Rabbeinu Yonah. Avon Mori Zalei Omesh, HaPazu, Chos of Levarit, Im Nofla, Meirov, Gufo. Now the brackets. The Havale, Hesach, Adash, Venir, Likid, Vorov. Same as Tfilin. And Tfilin we know. Part. And quote of the Ritva. So that's about Chloikas 2 days in the Nimuka Yosef. Fine. What's the expression of Rubo or Kulo? So the Mechaber said Kulo. Where did it come from? Interesting, Beis Yosef. It comes from, he quotes the source, Simon Tzadik Zion. If the talis falls off during Shmon Esrei, you can't put it on again. It's the Gemara Masechta Brachos of Kav Dalet and Aleph. I thought, and I saw later the talis of Kav Dalet, there's absolutely no comparison whatsoever. There, as long as the talis is a little bit on your body, the tiniest bit, it's not such a big obstacle we call the poil mamish. In other words, if it's on the floor, I got to bend down and pick it up. It's a big upstart. It's on your body, even 1% of your body, it's still on. So you can still grab it, you know. Kick save. So you grab it, better than some people do here. So if you grab it, so it's not considered so hard to put it back on again, and therefore it's not so big heptic in the middle of Shmona Esrei. If it's Shmona Esrei, it's not so big heptic. But over here, it seems to me, once you're in a matzav, we are no longer in fulfillment of the mitzvah of tzitzis. Like nafal kulo. That's what the Beis Yosef starts off by saying. Rubo kakulo. Because you require a tzorach shiachasa rubo. The way I understand it, a little bit complicated. I don't know how to figure out this Beis Yosef. Rove of what? Rove of the person or rove of the talis? Sounds like the Beis Yosef, the majority of the talis is on goof one. I thought, so the majority of your body is covered with the talus. I'm not exactly clear how you measure the robe over here. But I thought part of it, I would have thought that Rubo is Kekulo as opposed to the Mechaber, who is based in Beis Yosef, is being arrived at Simon Tzadik Zion. But the talus is right. It doesn't do anything. Again, I told you before, according to the Shalom, we always say we never make a broch. So it doesn't really matter that much. That's the only way a talus goes during davening. Fine. Fine. It's interesting. The Machtas HaShekel in Simen Sivkotten Chav says that a talus cotton is relevant in these matters. I will take a look, if you will, in the Mishnah Berurah Sivkotten Lamed Tes. I want to show you. Everyone in the Mishnah Berurah can see it there. There, let's go again. The Mechaber said, "If Nafa Talis is a Meskaven, so you have to make a new bracha." That's the Mr. Bulam test. Afilu lemad paskin the behisir taliso al daslach zero. Eight sarach levare, but that goa yoser. The nafla below das, the azala mitvasa, the afilu nisher all of talis katan, lo mehani. Who said so? Zuzan Sharatir. Who said so? The greatest rabbi in history, Rabbi Poshut. Rabbi Poshut. Poshut. Yeah, I can't argue about Poshut. Great going. No? How about Poshut?
Take a look at the in the Machmas HaShekel for a minute. Sifkot Lecha. Yeah, those who have a book on Avraham. Open up, please. Yeah. Okay. Says the Mechaber, says the Nogan Avraham, Nafla. Everyone agreed. Ozla Mitzvasa. Fine. Ozla Mitzvasa finished. Says the Machmas HaShekel. The Efsha, im nisher olav talis katan, the das marach, of chayim marach of the ruach, ein tzarech levarech, lo gora mi poshtu stam, lo hoya kamonasa lach zero. So afilu hachi ein tzarech levarech, she nisher olav talis katan. So now it's the, which the Bura said is poshut, but a mach tashekel is not poshut at all. At all. Seems to me, depends. According to the Mogan Avraham, now what? The Svarv Talis Cotton only works B'Stam, like the Bach. Then, on the Chorot, it's right, if it fell off, having the Talis Cotton is completely irrelevant. But the way I suggest the chant, the way I read the Dr. Moshe, that perhaps the Talis Cotton can work even in the case of Kivin Shalolach Zololosho, perhaps. Then maybe it works even in the case of Nafal. Even in the case of Nafal. And the Svar of Kavanah Vishas HaBracha is really in effect the Shalot Svar. So that the Shalot Svar would work in the case of Nafal, as we said before. Okay, one final Nakuda. We're out of time. Sif Tez Zayin. So just to make a siyum at long last on this long simon. Use that just if you put on a garment without just giving a vow, just to say it, fine. What does Tezayin say? Halon b'taliso b'layla, sarach levarech ala b'boker, afim lo pashto, b'tov l'mashr shlo b'shas brach. Who said? Says the Mishnah Berurah is wrong. The Taz says it's wrong. To me at least the Taz. It's wrong. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes in Tzidkot and Membe, Yes, Shlokim was there. What does it depend upon? Whether what's shot in Laila Lav's man tittis? It depends upon the day or night, sun and the moon? Or it depends upon Ksus Yom and Ksus Lav, the famous Machlokas, the Machabah, and the Ramah. Even though the Machabah, the Shittosah is alright, the Machabah, like the Ramah, depends upon day or night. The Rosh and the Ramah hold like the other sheet. It depends upon Ksus Yom and Ksus Laila. So therefore, there seems to be no bracha required in this case. So what do you do if you're up all night with a talis cotton on? You know what you do? Ask someone else to make a bracha for you. Because the pashas says there should be no bracha against the Mechaber. So the post would say it's better to have someone else be most of the bracha to suggest. I don't know. I was in my most silent over here. And Simon Yitzchak is very, very vocal. I do not know. Perhaps we have the Simon Yitzchak. I hope. If someone has a svar there, to go back there and make a note on your computer, just go back to this when we get to that Simon Yitzchak. Okay, we'll stop here tomorrow. We stop back at Chedah, Shadah Dishmai. Hopefully, new Mahamakamas will be available.